Is there a secret space fleet? Rumors are everywhere about the secret space program. For the last couple of years, this has consumed some investigators. If what they are telling us is true, there are two separate paths our technology is taking. One of the paths is the one we are allowed to see. This path is said to be artificial and controlled. The amount of technology released is carefully monitored. Supposedly, the reason for this is to keep us in the dark, as they say. Why would this be? The reason which is given the most is the fact a study from many years ago said we couldn't handle the truth about the existence of extraterrestrials, and we have formed an alliance with some of them. Others say we don't want other countries to know how advanced we really are, because we control space and this could lead to a war. And even though we are really far more advanced than any other country, some have nuclear weapons and could do a lot of damage to us. The second path is said to be so advanced it sports technology which allows us to travel much faster than the speed of light, and we may have figured out how to use quantum entanglement to travel anywhere in the universe in a flash. Quantum entanglement is when you make a change to an atom and instantly another atom is changed to reflect that change no matter how far away it is. It is sort of a way of getting around any distance as if it doesn't exist. Some engineers and leaders of industry have spilled the beans about these advances. There is more to this. There have been persistent rumors there is a war in space between different factions of aliens and we are on the side of the Nordics. These are aliens which look like us. They are tall with blonde hair, and could pass for human, because no one would know the difference. It is said they are maybe other aliens who have contributed to advancing our technology. There are even rumors we might be fighting in the space war if it exists. The foes are said to be lizards-like aliens known as reptilians and their allies. This would have been harder to believe years ago, but there are so many lies and hypocrisy in government, and so many secrets and cover-ups, anything might be true. Along with these rumors is another two-pronged rumor. It pertains to the United States having a secret space fleet. The first prong would have us believe the fleet is based on rocket and ion power, which is the type of power NASA currently uses. This would mean at best we might be able to reach Mars in about 30 days using the most advanced ion engine to date. This would hardly be sufficient to travel the universe. The second prong of our space fleet rumor says our ships are fast enough, as I said, to reach not only the far corners of our galaxy, but the far corners of our universe. It also says our fleet is using devices which would blow our collective minds, such as advanced medical devices which are not available on Earth, and even time travel, among other things. If you search the internet, you can find references to people being drafted into the military for 20 years, who are part of the space fleet, and then are returned at the very second they were taken. They retain the age they were somehow when taken, and only they realize where they have been for all that time. It is said one of the reasons some of the devices are being kept out of the hands of consumers, and are being kept quiet, is the fact even though they would be very beneficial to our health, such as medical devices which are said to exist which can cure cancer, is they have parts in them which can be used in very powerful weapons. It is also said there are quite a few devices which fit into this category. Let me give you an example of one which is not classified. There are laser welding torches which the US Navy bundled together to create a laser cannon, which they had mounted on a ship and are using to fight off small craft. It might also turn out to be handy for downing drones. Some of the talk about our cooperation with aliens goes even further. It states we are sharing bases with them in some places. One story I read referred to a base at the North Pole. The author claimed he was stationed at a base there and took weather readings and released weather balloons every day. During his daily rounds, he would see aliens and their families who were also there. He said the adults were not friendly toward him, but the alien children were and used to follow him around when he was releasing the balloons. He said the aliens were of the Nordic variety. There are stories which state we are already sharing bases with aliens on the Moon and Mars and maybe other places. This would mean all that talk about going back to the moon and landing humans on Mars is just a bunch of bunk to hide the fact we are already there. There has been much talk lately about how dangerous it would be for astronauts to fly to Mars because of radiation. It almost seems we are being prepared to not have that happen. Excuses are already being put out there which seem to indicate we would rather not let people know what is really on that planet. There have been a few sightings of what seem to be UFOs. If radiation is a problem in space travel and we have joined up with advanced aliens, perhaps their ships have solved this problem along with artificial gravity making space travel much safer for humans. Of course, there is always the chance radiation doesn't affect aliens and is not dangerous to them. If we do have a robust secret space program, who knows how many alien races we may have already met, and at what stage their technology is at? I would think there are a lot of wiser races out there than us. I remember a line from Babylon 5 where a friendly alien is talking to an Earth general and the general is bragging about how we conquered an alien race. The friendly alien warns him about a very advanced race and tells him to not bother them, because they are very dangerous, and the general again brags about how we conquered one race and the friendly alien replies, "Stupidity and arrogance both together in the same package. How efficient."